أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you are well aware that in the previous session we talked about the big differences between this world and the life hereafter. And it was said that there are uncompromising differences between this world and the next. So we have to pay extreme heed to those huge differences, so that we should be resurrected with those people whom we love lot, with those people whom we love most. So, God willing, today's session is going to be devoted to some important points about this world and the life hereafter. The first important point that we are going to touch, that is this, that this world plays as a farmland in comparison to the life hereafter. In another words, in the life hereafter, you reap what you have sown in this world. You reap what you have sown in this world. This world, you're always doing something, but the results will be made clear in the life hereafter. You should not think that I have sown seeds of wheat, in the life hereafter I would reap some other thing. No, this is impossible. Almighty Allah says, you reap what you sow in this world and in the life hereafter. So actually, the steps we are taking forward in our daily life, it constitutes, or those steps constitute our entity, our essence, our identity. We cannot flee from the identity we ourselves have created for ourselves. So it matters most that we have to be careful of what steps we are taking in our daily life. So, more importantly, some people have said that, okay, another world or the life hereafter is also the same as this world. In this world, we have lived a lengthy life with deception, with fraud, with different kinds of tricks. In the life hereafter, we also will be playing the same part we have played in this world. Almighty Allah says that this kind of deception, this kind of trick is not possible to be played in the life hereafter. The life hereafter is the place where all the truth will be manifested. There is the place of manifestation of realities and truth. There you will not be able to play otherwise. Even your own organs, your own physical organs will be bearing witnesses against yourselves. You cannot flee Almighty Allah's court. So in the life hereafter, no one will be able to flee his destiny in fate he has drawn in this world, or he has drawn by the steps he has taken in this world. You should not think that in the life hereafter, we will be able to flee from the identity we have created in this world. You cannot do it. So the first important point that today we touched, that is this, that in the life hereafter, you reap what you have sown in this world. You cannot get the results other than you have done in this world for. Respectable audience and distinguished listeners, the second most important point that today we are going to touch, that is the relation between this world blessings and that of the life hereafter. Where is the relation between this world and the life hereafter and those blessings that we have been granted by Almighty Allah? Some of the people have wrongly thought and have wrongly presumed that the more you possess this world, those blessings, you will be enjoying the same blessings in the life hereafter. For example, there are people that they possess and they own social and political positions. They might think that the same socio-political positions will be gained in the life hereafter by them. But it should be made sure for them that in the life hereafter, there is no talk of such things. There is no relation between this world's blessings and that of the life hereafter. Yes, he who has made use of his worldly blessings for the sake of Almighty Allah, for the sake of seeking proximity to Almighty Allah, or he has granted or he has dedicated all his efforts to seek Almighty Allah's closeness, indeed, his socio-political position might be beneficial, might be advantageous. But if such facilities that he had in this world, if they could not help him to seek Almighty Allah's pleasure and Almighty Allah's closeness and proximity, in the life hereafter, he will be deprived of every kind of blessings. You know that one of the most important divine tradition and custom that we have, that is the tradition of ibtila. It means that Almighty Allah put all the human beings into trial. It means the human beings' faith, the human beings' knowledge, all of them are put into test. If they could seek Almighty Allah, if they could satisfy Almighty Allah's pleasure and Almighty Allah's objectives, indeed they will be successful, they will be victorious, they will be the people who would gain eternal happy life. But if they could not do it, or if they failed to provide Almighty Allah's pleasure, indeed, a very fatal chastisement will be waiting for them. They should not think that we have possessed or we have been possessing in this world a lot of blessings. There is no relation between the blessings of this world and that of the life hereafter. So it matters most that the affluence, the people of wealth, or those who possess a huge amount of wealth, they should not think that they will be necessarily gaining the same treasury, the same, we can say, means of wealth in the life hereafter. Only on one condition, only provided this, that they could seek Almighty Allah's pleasure. If they could provide, yes, help and assistance for the people, for the masses, for the deprived people, for the underprivileged people, indeed, at that time, they will be able to gain a very good position in the paradise. Otherwise, they will be deprived of those lofty positions in the life hereafter. It should be kept in mind that there is no relationship between the blessings we enjoy in this world and the blessings that we might have in the life hereafter, except by our own piousness, by our own self-control means. If we could not control our own wishes and desires, if we were derailed from the righteous path, then we should not expect a very happy and good life in the life hereafter. Even Almighty Allah says in this verse of the Holy Quran that وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَةً إِلَّا مَنْ آمَنَا وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَزَاءُ الضِّعْفِ بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَهُمْ فِي الْغُرُفَاتِ آمِنُونَ. This verse of the Holy Quran that is written in Surah Saba, this verse of the Holy Quran says that neither your properties nor your sons and daughters or your descendants, none of them could make you nearer to Almighty Allah except your own best deeds, except your own good deeds. Almighty Allah would reward the people who have done lots of good things. And then they will be given a very good position in the life hereafter. We should make it clear for ourselves that in the life hereafter, neither our friends, nor our relatives, nor our cozy friends, none of them can help us. These relationships will be cut off, as it was previously mentioned, that فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَكُمْ. In the life hereafter or in the doomsday, there will be no such relationship amongst you. So there you cannot find any helper or any assistance save your own best deeds, save Almighty Allah's blessings and mercy. And Almighty Allah's mercy will go to those who have done their best in this world. Almighty Allah's mercy will not go to those who have abided by the satanic temptations. So this was the second most important point, that there is no necessarily relationship between one's blessings in this world and that of the life hereafter. The third most important point that it should be cleared, it should be explained here, that is that sometimes the people have thought that there are contradictory relations between the blessings of this world and that of the life hereafter. Or, in another word, they thought that the more you were deprived in this world, that much you will be gaining lofty positions in the life hereafter. Or, vice versa, the more lofty positions you possess in this world, that much meaner and meager, that much very low position you will be owning in the life hereafter. This analysis is also not true. This analysis is of those people who have not correctly understood the Islamic true teachings. We say that there is not necessarily positive nor negative relationship between the blessings of this world and that of the life hereafter. What matters most, that is the usage of these blessings that you have been given by Almighty Allah. Even if you are affluent, if you are rich, again, if you could imply all these blessings in the way of Almighty Allah, again, you will be given a lofty position. There is not a very logical relationship between one's affluence and that of the hell, or one's poverty and that of the paradise. No. Yes, he who is affluent, if he could serve for the people, if he could satisfy Almighty Allah's pleasure, indeed the very affluent one will go to the paradise. And vice versa, the poor that has dissatisfied Almighty Allah, or he has expressed his dissatisfaction for Almighty Allah, again he will go to hell. he does not necessarily go and enter paradise. Yes, if the poor people served Almighty Allah's pleasure, if they did what were obligatory on them without expressing dissatisfaction from Almighty Allah, and if they kept patience and worked hard to improve their daily life, indeed they will be given eternal paradise. What matters most, it is not havings or not havings. What matters most is implying all those havings for the sake of Almighty Allah, or not showing or expressing dissatisfaction from Almighty Allah if one is poor. So neither poverty nor richness, none of them is contrary to entering paradise. There are a host of affluents that they will enter paradise because of the services they have made, because of those commitments they have had towards Almighty Allah's codes. And there are many poor people that they will enter the hell because of expressing dissatisfaction, because of not being loyal to Almighty Allah's codes. So richness and poverty, none of them is very much essential in one's entrance or not entrance the paradise. Yes, Almighty Allah give the permit of entering paradise for he who has served his pleasure. He who has served Almighty Allah's creature, making no difference, he has to be poor or rich. Yes, for example, Sulaiman alayhi salam, he was one of the great prophets. He was affluent. He had all means of life in this world. It does not mean that he would not enter paradise. The one would enter paradise that has to have a good record of good actions, not being poor or rich. It was the third important point that we have to keep it in mind. The fourth important point is that how this relation between this world and that of the life hereafter can be explained, can be analyzed. Is it something conventional or it is something existential? Is it something, in Arabic we call it i'tibari, or it is from those existential or takwini kind? Most of the commentators are of the view that this relationship is of existential type, though sometimes we might not be able to grasp it or to perceive it fully. So there are verses that make us understand that there are some existential relationship between phenomena, but you might not be able to understand. So our not understanding does not mean that there is not such relationship. For example, Almighty Allah says in this world, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Those who consume the properties of the orphans, they are eating fire in their stomach. Actually, they are eating fire. So now we cannot see, we cannot fully understand this relationship. We cannot understand that if affluent consumes and usurps the rights of orphans, they are actually consuming fire. We cannot understand this relationship. But Almighty Allah says that there is this relationship. He who consumes and usurps the rights of orphans, he is actually using and eating fire. إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. In this world, leaving aside the life hereafter. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, this was the fourth important point, that this relationship was there, the relationship or the kind of the relationship that existed between this world and the life hereafter, that is of the existential kind, not of that conventional one. May Almighty Allah bless us all to firstly understand all these teachings and secondly apply them in our own practical life so that we might be given a happy life in the life hereafter. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. God bless you.